Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump wasn't happy with the news he received while appearing in court in New York on Monday, April 15, for his hush money trial. The proceedings for jury selection began today, but according to the judge, the trial will likely be ongoing on Friday, May 17, when the embattled ex-pres's youngest son, Barron, 18, is set to graduate from high school. "It looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son who's worked very, very hard," Trump told a crowd of reporters outside of the courtroom. "He's a great student and he's very proud of the fact he did so well and was looking forward for years to having his graduation with his mother and father there, and it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam," he grumbled. "It's a scam trial." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business documents in connection with a $130,000 payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels on the eve of the 2016 election. The money was allegedly sent in order to keep her from publicly speaking about a sexual encounter that occurred between them in 2006. The politician's wife, Melania Trump, had recently given birth to Barron at the time of the alleged affair. Trump also called out Judge Juan Merchan for not allowing him to attend the upcoming Supreme Court trial related to January 6 Capitol rioters. "He's a very conflicted judge," he continued. "He won't allow me to leave here for half a day, go to DC and go before the US Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. We've got a real problem with this judge and a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial," he added. "That I can't go to my son's graduation, that I can't go to the US Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be. It's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want," he continued. "This is about election interference, that's all it's about." This comes after RadarOnline.com reported that more than half of the first group of 96 potential jurors being evaluated for Trump's hush money trial were dismissed on Monday, April 15, because they did not believe they could be impartial. The jury is being selected from a pool of 500 people. The process could take up to 2 weeks.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.